Dr. Bernard Nathanson, I am personally responsible for 75,000 abortions. This legitimizes my credentials to speak to you with some authority on the issue. I was one of the founders of the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws in the U.S. in 1968. A truthful poll of opinion then would have found that most Americans were against permissive abortion. Yet within 5 years, we had convinced the Supreme Court to issue the decision which legalized abortion throughout America in 1973 and produced virtual abortion on demand up to birth. How do we do this? It is important to understand the tactics involved because these tactics have been used throughout the Western world with one permutation or another in order to change abortion law. The first key tactic was to capture the media. We persuaded the media that the cause of permissive abortion was a liberal, enlightened, sophisticated one. Knowing that if a true poll were taken, we would be soundly defeated, we simply fabricated the results of fictional polls. The poll. Not that kind of poll. We announced to the media that we had taken polls and that 60% of Americans were in favor of permissive abortion. This is the tactic of the self-fulfilling lie. Few people care to be in the minority, and so we won. We aroused enough sympathy to sell our program of permissive abortion by fabricating the number of illegal abortions done annually in the U.S. The actual figure was approaching 100,000, but the figure we gave to the media repeatedly was 1 million. In other words, they lied about it. Repeating the big lie often enough convinces the public. Now, listen to this. The number of women dying from illegal abortions was around 200 annually. The figure constantly fed to the media was 10,000. These false figures took root in the consciousness of Americans, convincing many that we needed to crack the abortion law. Another myth we fed to the public through the media was that legalizing abortion would only mean that the abortions taking place illegally would then be done legally. In fact, of course, abortion is now primarily used as a method, as a primary method of birth control in the United States, and the annual number of abortions has increased 1,500% since legalization. In other words, it's all based on a lie, which, of course, you would expect it to be based upon a lie. Now, I'm going to cover this again just one more time for the uninitiated or for the sick and twisted out there that might fall for this ruse. And look, they know they're about to lose. Beelzebub's minions know that the fight has been engaged now. And if there's one thing that they fear more than anything else, one creature that they fear, it is her. They are mortified, horrified, and so spiteful and hateful of her who sits at the right hand of her son Jesus and is the queen of heaven. Regina Angelorum, Regina Shelley, queen of heaven. When you start appealing to her, he gets angry. Folks, expect to be attacked. I'm serious. And now this stuff is starting to happen all over again. Think they may know something that we don't?